Gateway Academy's commencement ceremony earlier this month unfolded just as you'd expect any other high school graduation. A loudspeaker blared pomp and circumstance, and a line of mortarboard-wearing students crossed the Graves County Performing Arts Center stage and received a diploma, while loved ones cheered and snapped pictures. But each student in the graduating class has a unique reason for attending Gateway rather than a traditional high school. Gateway Principal Donna Crouch.
There are so many, and they're so individual. It could be that they are discipline issues. They could have social anxiety issues. They could have attendance issues. They could be mothers-to-be or fathers-to-be. They have to take care of the family, so they may have a full-time job. Or they just may be behind in coursework. So any of those circumstances could bring them to Gateway.
Gateway opened in 2002 after the Graves County Board of Education reviewed their high school dropout rate. Superintendent Kenneth Pete Galloway says in the beginning, with little help from the state, funding was hard to come by. But Galloway and others, including then-Superintendent Brady Link and Director of Pupil Personnel Jennifer Smith, talked the school board into allowing them to at least give it a try.
We've always been able to sustain the cost of it. It's an expensive program. But these are kids that would not make it in a traditional high school setting. Someone asked me today at lunch, how many of those kids, how many of those 514 kids would have graduated had it hadn't been for this program? I truly believe you can count them on one hand.
The Kentucky Department of Education doesn't have figures on just how many students graduate from programs like Gateway's every year. But they've recently approved new regulations to allow for more oversight and consistency among Kentucky's nearly 200 programs. Director of the Division of Student Success, Toya Roby, says the new oversight takes effect this fall.
Sometimes kids are sent to an alternative program and they stay there all 4 years because of either behavior issues or whatever. And we just want to make sure while kids are in alternative programs that they are being successful. And that's part of that, ensuring that, you know, quality program aligned to the content standards and that they are graduating college career ready.
Kentuckians can even get their diplomas in a completely online setting now. The Barron Academy of Virtual and Expanded Learning, or BAVL, had over 95 students enrolled as of 2011, representing 18 Kentucky school districts. Students may enroll in BAVL to take core courses, advanced placement courses, dual credit courses, study foreign languages, or to make up credits. Whether in an online or traditional classroom setting, these institutions are providing students who may have otherwise slipped through the cracks with a chance at a quality education. Superintendent Galloway reflected on an experience with one such student.
I recall I was running into a young man at Walmart one time, and he came up to me and said, "Mr. Galloway, I will tell you, if it hadn't been for Gateway, I'd probably be in the correctional system right now." He said, I can't tell you thank you for enough. Well, it wasn't Pete Galloway he was thanking. He was thanking all of those that had a small piece in putting this program together.
Galloway hopes to have more run-ins like that in the future and that his district's program will continue to grow. For WKMS News, I'm John Knoll.